This is Thomas B. Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 minutes which I hope can mean a great deal to you because we are studying from the Bible. We're not here to discuss with you psychology or philosophy or sociology. We're not here to discuss the theologies of various men. We are here to discuss with you the sacred scriptures. For as surely as God is in heaven, the Bible is His Word, and as surely as the Bible is His Word, it teaches the truth. And it doesn't matter whether I like it or you like it or anyone else does, that will not change what the Bible teaches. I could not be your friend, I could not be one who really loves you and loves God and is obedient to Him, unless I preach the Bible as it is written. We've been studying for the past several days about the one baptism. We have seen the one baptism involves the right element, which is water, the right way of doing it, which is immersion. You have to be immersed, plunged beneath the water, and it has to be for the right purpose. One must be baptized in order to be saved, not because he's already been saved. The truth of the matter is the one baptism is a divinely appointed condition which stands between the lost man and the remission of his sins. That's why the Apostle Peter told the group of Jews who had led the Romans to crucify our blessed Lord, "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." My friends, baptism is unto the remission of sins. That means it's something that you must do in order to gain the remission of sins. Now we have one last point we want to talk about in connection with the one baptism, and that is that it must have the right subject, the right person. The person who has the right attributes must be one who is being baptized. Now, in a sense, this has all been implied by the other 3 points that we've studied, the right element water, the right way immersion, and the right purpose for remission of sins. The right subject for baptism cannot be an infant. First of all, an infant has never been guilty of sin, and he isn't born in sin. He's not lost and never has been and doesn't need to be saved. And so no infant is a proper subject of baptism. If somebody had water sprinkled on your face or poured on your head while you were an infant, you were not, I say it kindly and lovingly, you were not baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Next, it cannot be a saved person. A saved person would not need to be baptized. Baptism is not for saved persons. It is for those who are lost. It is for penitent believers. It is for men who come to believe in God, in Jesus Christ as His Son, and who are genuinely sorry for what they have done. They have actually changed their mind. They're not only sorry, they have repented. And that repentance will lead to a reformation of life. It will lead them to obey the Lord Jesus Christ. And so neither an infant nor a saved person is a proper subject of baptism, but he must be a penitent believer who has not been saved. Every passage in the Bible which deals with this subject makes this clear. Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 47. The Apostle Peter preached and showed these people that they were guilty of sin, that they needed to repent, and that they needed to be baptized in order to be saved. In Acts 3:19, Peter says, "Repent ye and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out." That turning again is quite obviously in the light of Acts 2:38, which says, "Repent and be baptized unto the remission of sins." Turning again there is being baptized. Acts 22:16, "Arise and be baptized, wash away thy sins, calling on His name." Mark 16:15-16, "He that believeth and is baptized," said Jesus. And therefore, my friends, the right subject is a penitent believer in Christ who has not yet been saved, but understands that in this act of obedience to baptism, he will be saved not by the water, but by the blood of Christ. I'm so glad you've been with us in this series of studies. Have you been baptized into Christ? I hope that you'll seriously study it and visit the Church of Christ in your community and study further with those devoted and dedicated Christians. Until next time, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.